Dystrophy, ALS, and related neuromuscular diseases. Join me and learn more at helpmda.org today. Thank you.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Laborers Union Local 872. They stand together with our community in solidarity. Laborers Union Local 872, Vegas strong, union proud. Did you see where U.S. Senator Ben Sasse and members of the Senate Judiciary Committee have written to Attorney General Merrick Garland requesting that he return to the committee to provide additional testimony regarding his school board memo? He was joined by, let's see who else is on this list, Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, Mike Lee of Utah, Tom Cotton of Arkansas, Tom Tillis from North Carolina, Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee, Ted Cruz from Texas. And it was interesting, Ted Cruz, this was fascinating. In fact, I want to go to cut one. This is Ted Cruz. Anthony Fauci's interview on Face the Nation on Sunday begs a whole bunch of brand new questions. Listen to this.
In the course of that interview, he was asked about, I asked the Attorney General Merrick Garland if he's going to investigate and prosecute Dr. Fauci for lying to Congress. And Margaret Brennan asked him about that. And what did Fauci do? He didn't discuss any of the substance. Instead, he just attacked and engaged in ad hominem attacks. He basically did the Beavis and Butthead defense. He just screamed liars at everything. But, you know, facts are stubborn things, Sean. And so here are the simple facts that Fauci needs to explain and that the Department of Justice should investigate. So on May 11th, Fauci testified before a Senate committee that, quote, the NIH has not ever and does not now fund gain-of-function research in the Wuhan Institute of Virology. That's a clear categorical statement. That is gain-of-function research. That is taking an existing virus and modifying it to make it more dangerous to humans. And listen, at the end of the day, 18 U.S.C. Section 1001 makes it a felony, punishable by up to 5 years in prison for lying to Congress. The statements from Dr. Fauci and the NIH are directly contradictory. And I got to say, I think Margaret Brennan is a talented journalist, but she dropped the ball in not following up, letting him just respond with insults instead of asking him the simple question. You stated that we don't fund gain-of-function research. The NIH stated we do fund gain-of-function research. They can't both be true. And if you lied to Congress, it's a felony. She didn't press him on that. And the reason this matters is there is a lot of circumstantial evidence to suggest that the U.S. government participated in funding research modifying coronaviruses that could well have led to COVID-19. And if that's true, that is stunning and indefensible. We know the Chinese government has enormous culpability, but there's a real possibility the American government under Dr. Fauci does as well. And that's what he doesn't want to address.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see how Dr. Fauci responds to this letter from Ben Sasse and Ted Cruz and a bunch of other members of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Stick around. More to do as we continue right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Well, at 1:31, I just checked the incident list for the Nevada State Police. New name. We're clear. Actually, the freeways look pretty good right now. No delays or restrictions on Interstate 15 through the resort area. We're seeing some moderate flows on the Southern Beltway right now, 215 westbound at Gillespie, 215 east at Decatur. Those lane restrictions, they begin around 95 eastbound once you get past Southern Rancho as you enter the Spaghetti Bowl area there. And that's the construction zone through there, only two lanes available. between Main Street and Eastern in both directions. That's on Interstate 515.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this sports flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. The Raiders placing long snapper Trent Sieg on the COVID-19 reserve list. He had tested positive for it. If he is vaccinated and can test negative twice over a 24-hour period, he could be active before Sunday's game against Washington. Speaking of COVID issues, the Vegas Golden Knights are placing center William Karlsson in the NHL's COVID-19 protocol. He had already been on injured reserve because of a broken foot that he sustained back in late October, so this isn't going to affect the team that much. They play Anaheim tomorrow. Download the Score app today. Lightning-fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
This is Claudia's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
I had just moved to a new city and barely even knew where the grocery store was yet. When my car wouldn't start one morning, I didn't know who to ask about local shops. But I remembered a name from back home, O'Reilly Auto Parts. I called and they pointed me to a great mechanic just down the street. Now I feel a little more at home.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's Macy's Friends and Family with our biggest savings on gifts they'll love. Get an extra 30% off brands that rarely go on sale with your coupon or Macy's card. And snag 15% off fragrances, skincare, makeup, and more stocking stuffers. Plus, shop daily flash deals while supplies last. Going on now at Macy's. And get contact-free curbside pickup or pickup in store today. Details at Macy's.com/pickup. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, we've been talking about these celebrity trials that we've had, Kyle Rittenhouse and all. Jussie Smollett is in a court of law in Chicago, and one of the things that they're talking about is, did he lie to the cops, to everybody? And they're into jury selection. Gentleman Jim Dallas has been following this trial. It just began the other day, and I'm curious what you make of this.
Well, it's interesting because they're finally going to start this trial. Of course, we remember the false allegations against phantom Trump supporters, where they supposedly mugged him when I think it was like 13 below zero one night in Chicago late at night. We remember all that, and it was fabricated, and he ended up paying a couple of Nigerian bodyguards, $3,500 to go ahead and rough them up a little bit and blame Trump supporters. Well, bottom line is he arrived at the courthouse in Chicago yesterday with his mother and some other family members. And right now, Kevin, he's facing Felony disorderly conduct. It's a class 4 felony, and it carries a prison sentence up to 3 years. It's a little bit more than just a little slap on the wrist if he's convicted of these charges by basically lying to the police and filing a false police report.
Well, and remember that he was discovered with a noose around his neck.
Yes.
Which obviously has very special meaning in the minority community. Now the question is, will people side with Jussie Smollett, or will they essentially say, throw the book at him, toss his ass in jail, and be done with him?
Well, the thing about this trial is it's not going to be sensationalized on TV. Cameras are not allowed inside the courtroom during the proceedings of this one. Yes.
Oh, that sucks.
It really does, because we're going to have to wait until afterwards. Remember back in the good old days, Kevin, where they had a sketches artist of what was going on?
Yep, I do remember.
It looked like a little crayon.
Even though going back to the OJ trial, which I thought was mesmerizing TV, it was entertaining, it was great. But in this particular case, it's going to be the media's portrayal of the testimony and the oral arguments, the opening arguments, the closing arguments, and the evidence. It seems like it's pretty cut and dry to me, David, does it not?
It looks that way to me, too, and maybe that's why the judge in this case, you got to figure Chicago, the Democrat machine, you got to figure that they know that if this is covered on TV, CNN and MSNBC wouldn't cover that much of it, but you would probably see it on Fox or some other places, because it does not make this man, black man who happens to be gay, that doesn't make him look good, because he's trying to make Trump supporters look bad, and he basically got caught lying about it. So the 12 jurors and 3 alternate jurors were sworn in late yesterday. So they expect about a week or so they're going to get things going.
Wow. It's going to be interesting. Gentlemen, Jim, stand by. We'll be checking in with you again before we get out of here today on this Tuesday. Stay where you are. Don't forget, coming up top of the hour, very excited, Scott Hammond will join us, State Senator, Nevada District 18. We'll find out how Nevada 18 has been impacted by, well, redistricting. I mean, it's become a nasty word in politics across the country, and we see it more than anybody here in Nevada, where some of the gerrymandered districts are just defy description. It really honestly does. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm Fred Simon. I live in Douglas County, and I'm a candidate for Nevada governor. If we believe the high priest of vaccinations, Dr. Fauci Mengele, it's time to submit to his commands again. So you put your face mask on, you take your face mask off. You do the wishy-washy, and you get your COVID shot. Because controlling you, that's the agenda they've got. And Steve Sisolak? He's okay with that, because he's not really a Nevada governor. He's a proud Soviet-style commissar. Unlike Steve Sisolak, I am a medical doctor. I know COVID is a serious threat. That's why it's got to be handled right. If you elect me governor, I'm going to assemble a truly balanced and ethical expert panel. And together, we'll protect our children and stop the insanity of a lawless Nevada. Learn more anytime and join me, Fred Simon, at simonforgovnv.com.
Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
What's the financial fill-up in retirement? Here's Coach Pete to tell you more. the sound effect?
Well, you used to hear that when you pull into the gas pump. But a financial fill-up is a way where you take that lump sum that you've built up for retirement, but you have no idea what kind of income you can get from it, and you translate it to a lifetime monthly income once you reach retirement that you can never outlive. Every single month, you get another check.
Call Coach Pete and the team, 888-702-6932, 888-702-6932, or text VEGAS to 600-700, VEGAS to 600-700.
This is Steve Miller from Blue Sky Insurance. The Medicare enrollment period for this year is coming to a close on December 7th. If life has gotten hectic and things have gotten away from you, you still have time to review your benefits for 2022, but you need to act soon. Blue Sky Insurance is operated by myself and my wife, Amy Miller. We are local Medicare agents, and you can reach us at 702-410-8020 or online at blueskylv.com. Amy and I are insurance brokers. We will help you navigate all the plans offered by the insurance companies, and we're also familiar with the local hospitals and provider networks. Simply put, we understand the nuances that make healthcare in Las Vegas unique. Before you reply to that mailer from an insurance company or call that random toll-free number you see on TV, give us a chance to show you how a local professional can improve your healthcare experience. That's Blue Sky Insurance. You can call or text us at 702-410-8020. You can also visit us online at blueskylv.com. Ask for Steve or Amy Miller at 702-410-8020.
A gentle breeze blows across your face as you take a refreshing sip of water, appreciating the stillness of another morning fishing on the lake. The distant gurgle of a stream reminds you of days spent playing in the creek, the cool, clear water rushing between your toes. You love this time with nature, the feeling of putting everything on hold to connect with the world around you. Now, imagine it's all gone. No fish, no lake, no water. One of life's most vital resources, irreplaceably depleted. Time is running out to protect fresh water, and without our love, it can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our fresh water. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Hi, I'm Brad Keselowski, driver of the number 2 discount tire Ford Mustang. Did you know one of the most important keys to success on the track and for safe driving on the road is having the right pressure in your tires? Properly inflated tires are essential to help you get the best gas mileage and keep you driving safely. Check your tire pressure at least once a month or stop by your local tire retailer for an air check.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local, brought to you by the SKC Group. Let the SKC Group show you and your business how an increased web presence can increase your bottom line. And wouldn't we all like that? Just call the SKC Group. Do it right now. 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. I got to thinking about this, watching the Sunday shows and watching Dr. Fauci and watching and seeing how they still don't know much about this new variant, this Omicron. And a lot of this, to me, has always been the problem, dating back almost 2 years now, is that people were afraid to say, I don't know. That there were scientists, the last thing they want coming out of their mouth is, I don't know. So they give an opinion, which sometimes is right, sometimes is wrong, and is always subject to change. And that's what I found so interesting about Tucker Carlson last night. Were you watching Tucker Carlson? And he was talking about how the Biden pandemic policies over the course of the last, 11 plus months have been a dismal, dismal failure. Let's go to cut 3. This is Tucker Carlson last night on Fox News Channel.
Compared to 2019, Americans now are poorer, more isolated, more physically unhealthy, more fearful and sadder than they have been in generations, maybe ever. Depression has skyrocketed. Church attendance has dropped in half. Cancer deaths are up dramatically. So is obesity, hypertension, diabetes, strokes among young people, suicide, drug ODs. You name it, it's up. Maybe most depressingly, a new study from researchers at Brown finds that children, kids born during the pandemic have, quote, significantly reduced verbal, motor, and overall cognitive performance. An entire generation slower. So that's a legitimate public health crisis. All of these are legitimate public health crises, but you never hear about them because the attention of our leaders is focused on COVID, and particularly on the COVID vaccines. More vaccines, Joe Biden has told us repeatedly, are the answer, really the only answer. By and large, Americans have followed Biden's lead. They believe the president. As of tonight, about 82% of the entire adult population of the United States has received a COVID shot. In total, more than 232 million Americans have been vaccinated. That's the largest inoculation campaign in our history. You hear a lot about people who've resisted the shot, but most people haven't. In fact, more Americans have received the COVID vaccine than have a job or own a car or speak English as a first language. Effectively, pretty much everybody has had the shot. The country did what Joe Biden asked. We achieved universal vaccination. So what are the results of this? Let's see. More Americans have died from COVID in 2021 than died in 2020 before there was a shot. There were 362,000 deaths from COVID last year. So far this year, there have been 414,000 deaths. Overall, the United States has the highest number of COVID deaths of any country on the planet by far. So we gave up everything to fight COVID. We gave up our economy, our culture, our health. We literally stopped educating our own children. We did all of this in order to lower COVID deaths. And yet COVID deaths went up anyway, and they went up dramatically. So the obvious question is, how is this working? On the basis of the most simple numbers, it's not. In fact, it looks like the greatest public policy failure of all time.
That is an understatement. And the problem is people have died. This is, you know, they always said Bush lied, people died. Remember that with George W. Bush? And that's the problem. This isn't just a policy screw-up. This is something that has cost over 700,000 lives. And yet, we just keep going merrily on our way. Let me let you hear from Sean Hannity, because he was talking about the same thing. And that even by Joe Biden's own standard, Biden should resign as president. This was from last night's Hannity show. This is cut four. Here it is, Sean Hannity last night.
On the campaign trail, Joe promised to, quote, shut down the virus, not the country. Really? But tonight, more Americans, we can report, sadly, have died from COVID-19 under Joe Biden's watch in 2021 than under Donald Trump in 2020. And by the way, another variant is on the way. Now, this despite Joe inheriting not one, not two, but three vaccines, therapeutics like monoclonal antibody treatments that he's only mentioned one time. He got that from the Trump administration, Operation Warp Speed. And now more than 350,000 Americans have died from the virus since Joe's inauguration day. Now, according to Biden himself, circa 2020, he, based on his own definition, should now resign in a complete disgrace. This is what Joe said.
220,000 Americans dead. If you hear nothing else I say tonight, hear this. Anyone who's responsible for not taking control, in fact, not saying I take no responsibility initially, anyone who's responsible for that many deaths should not remain as president of the United States of America.
Well, based on Joe's statement, he should not remain the president of the United States. 350,000 dead Americans on his watch. And by the way, per usual, he was lying for political gain. Of course, he spent most of the campaign hiding in his basement bunker in the candidate protection program. And just like his racially charged lies about President Trump's travel ban, oh, get this. He called Trump's initial travel ban 10 days after the first identified case of coronavirus in America. It was hysteria. is xenophobia, fear-mongering. He tweeted that banning travel from any other part of the world will not stop COVID-19. And in response to the former president's temporary ban on certain African countries, Biden released this statement. He said, Trump further diminished the U.S. in the eyes of the world by expanding his travel ban. This new African ban is designed to make it harder for black and brown people to immigrate to the United States. It's a disgrace. We cannot let him succeed. Well, guess who just implemented a brand new African ban? Joe Biden. That's right. Joe just banned travel from multiple African countries over fears surrounding what is the new Omicron variant. So is Joe Biden lying and playing the race card for political gain? Or is he a hysterical, xenophobic, fear-mongering, racist disgrace of a human being? It's either one or the other, Joe.
Yeah. No, he's right. He's absolutely right. Stay where you are. But this is the number, 350,000 deaths on the Biden watch. Should he resign? Should he be replaced by Joe Biden's own logic? He should be gone. He should be gone yesterday. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, Kevin Wall, Wayne Allen Root, the four voices of the apocalypse. Heard exclusively on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here with a special message for those of you who have experienced hearing loss. Maybe you've worked in the service industry and years of loud music have taken a toll on your hearing. Or maybe you're like me, years of overdriven radio station headphones have caused serious hearing loss. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and he confirmed what I had suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids, 702-369-1321. Ask about the new Evolve Hearing Aids from Starkey. They are compact, discreet, behind-the-ear computers. The technology just blows me away. Don't put it off. Call right now. Call Quality Hearing Aids at 702-369-1321 or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Attention Nevada Patriots. This is Captain Sam Brown, and I'm a conservative running for the U.S. Senate. Because the political class is destroying this country, our state, and our Republican Party. I'm a threat to Washington elites, because I don't come from wealth or power. I come from small-town America. I'm a West Point graduate, and I nearly lost my life fighting in Afghanistan. I've lived a career of service and sacrifice. I believe in God, duty to country, and in our enduring Constitution. Those are the values the elites seem to have forgotten. If you're tired of the political class telling you how to vote, only to be let down time and time again, this is your chance to take a stand and support a grassroots conservative fighter. I've fought for you before. I'm ready to serve you again. Join our grassroots campaign to give power back to the people. I approve this message and hope you do too. This is Captain Sam Brown asking for your vote.
Visit CaptainSamBrown.com. Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada. Military references do not imply endorsement by the Department of Defense or any service branch.
Nevada Open Enrollment is here.
Don't let those who are in bad health allow your rates to increase.
Locally owned and operated, the professionals at Pro Insurance find a solution to save you and your family money on health insurance. Get zero deductible on outpatient services.
Call today for a no-cost consultation.
If you're a small business owner, Pro has solutions that fit your business. Call Pro Insurance now. 702-280-6240. 702-280-6240. Pro Insurance or visit P-R-O-W-E Insurance.com.
My name is Kerry Humboldt. I'm the president of the Vegas Golden Knights. We are proud members of the Vegas Chamber, and I'm also a proud trustee. One of the first meetings we had was with the Vegas Chamber. It was a great resource for us. We needed sales leads to go out and sell season tickets, learn about the marketplace and the community for corporate sponsorships. They were one of the best resources that we could use to understand what was really happening in our marketplace.
This message is sponsored by the Vegas Chamber, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Tuesday edition of Live and Local.